This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The airlines are worried about running out of fuel. Meantime, it is like Tinder. The Dixie fire is awful, out of control, as is now the Delta variant and more conversation about vaccine passports. In the EU, they're already requiring passes to enter bars and restaurants. Huge protest in France, and in England, they're none too happy as well. Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, it's the world that we live in, isn't it? I hope you had a fabulous weekend as we roll through another week. And it feels like that, doesn't it? We're just rolling through. Have you been watching the Olympics? Boy, that is something that I think unites all of us, wherever you're listening to us, whether it's in the United States or somewhere else, because, of course, we thank all the people listening to us in Australia, England, Ireland, Brazil, and even we have some people listening to us in Spain. I get all of your emails, rest assured, when you send them to me, kate@katedelaneyradio.com. Apparently, viewership is up, 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 at least in the United States when it comes to the Olympics. So people are watching what's happening in Tokyo. The NBC broadcast of the Summer Olympics is getting some steam in the first couple of nights of competition. So audiences on Saturday and Sunday and all the other streaming was off compared to the 2016 Summer Games in Rio, but then it started to shoot up back again. So 20 million plus. The opening ceremonies, 12.3 million. I throw out these numbers because I think it's interesting in the way we consume whatever content it is that we consume. So much of it is streaming, and the Olympics are, of course, streamed, and they're available on all kinds of different platforms. And because of people, I think, staying in still a little bit more, and if they're interested in seeing the competition, and there is no audience at any of these venues other than fellow Olympians or people connected to teams and that kind of thing, it's very different to watch it because you don't see those big crowds. But I have to say, the Olympic athletes are really putting on a show and trying their hardest while the COVID cases at the Olympic Village, sadly, are climbing. Hopefully they can put a lid on that because that's where the real disaster could take place. All right, let's talk about a couple of things right here from the get-go besides some of what I just mentioned. And the biggest thing is this vaccinated, unvaccinated. I mean, this is the conversation. I pulled up today to get some gas, and some guy started a conversation with me, and we started to talk about, he started to talk about it, actually. He asked me something about it, I guess because they have those little TV things that come on once you start the pump. And he was asking me what I thought about the Olympics, and then somehow it evolved into vaccines, and he said, and this is the first time anyone's asked me this, he said he was vaccinated, and he asked me if I was vaccinated. Nobody's asked me, no stranger has come up to me in any place that I've been and asked me that. And I think it was because he was talking about having family in Alabama and being concerned, and, you know, we're seeing there's more panic, there's a little bit of fear, there's some regret from patients who were unvaccinated. There's stories of patients who are deathly ill and fighting for their lives who are begging for vaccines. But, of course, at that point, it would be too late for the vaccines. And then there's the word that the vaccines have shot up in some areas where people are getting more vaccines. Florida is one of two states where every county is listed as high transmission for COVID-19. And what does that mean? It means the CDC lists high transmission in nearly every county in several other states, including Missouri, Louisiana, Mississippi, and Alabama. they're saying high levels of community transmission, and what they consider that to be is a county has that label if there have been 100 or more cases of COVID-19 per 100,000 residents, or a test positivity rate of 10% or higher in the past 7 days. So over the past week, Florida accounted for nearly a quarter of all cases in the U.S., more than any other state. They've got 67 counties, and then, you know, you do the math. They reported an average of 10,452 new cases each day over the past week, more than triple the daily average from 2 weeks ago. This is data from Johns Hopkins University. So the governor of Florida is urging Floridians to be on top of this and to get vaccinated. So DeSantis is pushing get vaccinated, get vaccinated, get vaccinated. In almost every place that he's gone, especially lately, he has said that. The governor of Arkansas, Hutchinson, is saying COVID infections are soaring because of the low vax rate. And he says, you know, this is a pivotal moment in our race against the COVID virus. We have school coming up. We have a lot of sports activities that people are expecting and anxious about. And what's holding us back is the low vaccination rate. So that governor is pushing to get people vaccinated and is working in town hall meetings and promoting, you know, doing it that way, promoting vaccinations and saying that we're seeing people that were previously resistant or hesitant about it coming in and getting the vaccination. And of course, LA County, you know, the whole thing with the masks went back up with a population of about 10 million, reported over 3,000 new COVID cases heading into the weekend, the third day in a row that they had more than 2,500 cases. It keeps accelerating there. Hospitalizations are on the rise. And what the governor of Arkansas said is true in saying that, listen, we've got school coming back up. There's all these activities. We want our freedoms. We want to keep on that road. And how do we do that if we have unvaccinated people mixing in these situations? And listen, this is what's happening in France and why people are going wild. And I bet you they're going to have some protests in the UK, too, because you've got people that are in bars and pubs, whatever, and doing, you know, they're there eating. They're doing what you would normally do back in the old days, 15 months ago. And if you didn't have a vaccination card, if you don't have one, you're not getting in. So there's the separation of the vaccinated there and those who aren't vaccinated. And Macron in France said, listen, you know, if you want your freedoms, if you want these freedoms, you have to be vaccinated. What will happen in the United States is not going to happen. There's not going to be a forced mandatory evacuation, easy for me to say. But I think there's a push in certain areas for that to happen. I think some of these companies are going to look at this seriously. And we see that the Veterans Administration is saying that their people have to be vaccinated. So, you know, the people who work in those veterans' hospitals, etc., will more federal agencies require that? Will more companies require that? And how do you feel about it? Coming up next, a great story for Team USA in the pool as we check out the Olympics next.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Powdy Arco Tea builds red corpuscles in our blood, which carries oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate. Our immune system needs oxygen to develop. And cancer dies in oxygen. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Do you feel like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today. Up-to-date medal counts, 19 total, 8 golds, 3 silver, 8 bronze medals at this point. This story is my favorite, one of my favorites so far. I love this kid. The enthusiasm just is contagious. Lydia Jacoby, 17 years old, from the United States, Alaska no less, wins the gold medal in the 100 meters breaststroke at the Olympics. I watched it from end to end. It was very exciting. She knocked off teammate and defending Olympic champ Lily King, who was very excited for her. So she was the first swimmer from that state ever to make the U.S. Olympic swim team. She's headed back to Anchorage with a gold medal, rallying to win in 1 minute 4.95 seconds. It really was something to see and watch her on the podium as they played the national anthem, the Star Spangled Banner, and to see the support from her teammate, to watch Lily King just beaming for her too, just was really, really, tremendous to watch that. Another thing from the pool I thought was pretty good was U.S. swimmer Ryan Murphy. He had to settle, and that's the word that a lot of people are saying, for a bronze medal in the 100-meter backstroke, but I still think he really pressed to get that. Russian athletes swept the two spots there. They were on fire, so he got it. It was the first backstroke, though, defeat for the U.S. men at the Olympics since, ready for this, 1992. Oh, my gosh, you have to go to 92. You have to go to the Barcelona Games. I couldn't even remember that. They won 12 straight golds the last 6 Olympics, including Murphy's sweep of the 100-200-meter backstroke in Rio back in 2016. But he did medal at least, because, boy, I'll tell you what, you watch what's happening in the pool, and I'm telling you, when I do my 20-minute swim, oh, I look like a sissy in the pool after I compare myself to these Olympic athletes. What, how they do it, how they time what they do, the precision, and it really just makes you realize that so much of their heart, soul, and life, young lives, have gone in to this moment. So exciting to see an Alaska teenager stunning everyone at the Olympics. I mean, it was a shocker, but no shocker for people who know her and watched the way that she competed as a kid, as she was swimming her whole life. And then how about this? You have another bronze medal that went to Reagan Smith in the 100-meter backstroke. You had Kaylee McKinnon, who gave the Australian women, who are giving the American women trouble, and the others as well, another gold medal. So she really solidifies her status these days. And the American swimmer, who looked pretty good, you know, looked good in the pool. You had the typical story again, like all the other athletes, so many hours put in, and good for her that she did win the bronze. But it's tough. It's tough competition. Watching what's happening there has been really fascinating to me because, again, what I see is all this work. And then I think of the delays because of the games being delayed for a year, and then the older athletes, what does that mean, versus the younger athletes, who does that benefit? And then the next Olympics coming up a little bit sooner, I would think, would benefit the younger athletes. That's the way it looks to me, anyway. And as I speak, Nigeria and the United States are getting ready for Olympic women's basketball Group B. That's happening momentarily, and as I'm on the air, I'll keep you up to date on that. And, of course, our next show will let you know what happened there. But, again, the medal counts, I'm just sort of brushing over this, 19 for the United States, 19 for China, and ROC, Russia, the Russian Olympic Committee, they have 15. So that's where it stands in the count right now. And there are many, many other storylines, by the way. And as we move along and through the Olympics, trust me, I'll give you some more of those, because it's fun to watch. It's fun to watch what's happening on the road to what's going to happen with some of these, whether in the semifinals or they're winning, like the U.S. beach volleyball duo that looks really good, that posted their second win. April Ross and Alex Kleinman, they look good. They look like they could medal. They beat Spain 21-13, 21-16. That's another sport, as I spent a short time of my journalist life in California, and I can remember watching beach volleyball and sometimes sort of playing it, sort of, notice I say, on the beach for fun, and how they dig in and how athletic they are and what it takes to do that sport is, absolutely something else. All right, I mentioned some other things that are happening worth discussing here, and it seems like every single show I'm on, right, I'm going to tell you about this fire. This Dixie fire is really tearing through small town California. I mean, that's it. It's just burning it up. More homes have burned, 10,000 threatened. So 5,000 firefighters are on the hook for this, and they're looking for more. They have to hike through this crazy terrain. They're using hand tools, and we're talking about Northern California. So it's, the fire managers are saying that it's so challenging because of the significant growth, the conditions, and it's leveling houses. It's leveling anything in its path. I mean, that's why they're forced to carry these hand tools, because they're hiking through this terrain where the fire engines can't go. You know, people forget about the little nuances that are incredibly huge when it comes down to stopping some of these fires. The fire started burning about 2 weeks ago. And you got brush, you got homes in Butte County, and you got 2 hours northeast of Sacramento. Monday afternoon, 22% contained. It's a little bit up now. That's the good news. But you're in steep canyons, and you're in places where humans can't really set foot on the ground. So it's a long haul to put this one out. And there are communities that are built in some of those areas. I mean, the one description I heard, I thought, wow, in all the years, even when I was doing television reporting and I was out there occasionally on at the scene of, you know, some big fires, whether it was in Santa Barbara County or it was further north or I was in New Mexico and they had some big fires there, I never heard anybody say this, but they have a fire behavior analyst. His name is Dennis Burns, we're trying to get him on the show, and he said the smoke is like putting a lid on a pot. It really dampens the fire behavior. It doesn't allow the sun to preheat those fuels, and the thick smoke pushes the wind around to the sides of the fire. So that threat is incredibly, incredibly real. And I know we have people listening in Oregon, too, and they've got a fire, the bootleg fire is what they're calling it, and it's devoured already 2,500 square miles, mostly forest. The good news is it's not good news, but mostly forest and brush. But wow, burning. It's 53% contained. It did destroy 70 houses. And more were threatened. And it's the same thing. Anytime we talk about this, when we're talking about the West Coast or parts of the Southwest, it's that drying with the drought conditions that fuel these active burning conditions, you know, that make it keep eating and eating everything in the way. And these are historic fires. I mean, it's some of it's unprecedented heat. Unprecedented heat, and just imagine what that's like, and frustrating because, you know, these firefighters want to save, of course, human life first, but they want to save these communities, but they're stuck in trying to do like the hand tool thing and do whatever they can to make it happen, to you know, clear the way. All right, coming up next, your thoughts as we hit the mailbag.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
On the eve of the first meeting of the Select House Committee to investigate the January 6th riots at the Capitol, House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy introduced a resolution to have all 5 Republican members he nominated seated to the panel. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi had rejected Jim Banks of Indiana and Jim Jordan of Ohio, causing the minority leader to pull all 5 of his picks. The measure was tabled along a mostly party-line vote. Following a meeting with the Prime Minister of Iraq, President Biden has announced a deal to end the U.S.'s combat mission in that country.
Our role in Iraq will be as a dealing with not... It's just to be available, to continue to train, to assist, to help, and to deal with ISIS as it arrives. But we are not going to be by the end of the year in a combat mission.
And this is USA Radio News. President Biden announced Monday that Americans dealing with the effects of long-term COVID could qualify for disability benefits. Speaking at a White House event, the president said those that qualify could be entitled to certain federal resources.
Many Americans who seemingly recover from the virus still face lingering challenges like breathing problems, brain fog, chronic pain or fatigue. These conditions can sometimes rise to the level of a disability. So we're bringing agencies together to make sure Americans with long COVID who have a disability have access to the rights and resources that are due under the disability law, which includes accommodations and services in the workplace, in school, in our health care system.
The Departments of Education, Health and Human Services, Justice, and Labor also released guidelines Monday to help those suffering from long COVID navigate the federal benefit process. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
About the mail. Can we talk about the mail, please, Malcolm? I'm dying to talk about the mail with you all day, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Let's dig in the mail bag.
All right, we didn't have to dig too far. Thanks to all of you 24/7 for throwing a lot of mail my way. This one is from Jake. Wow, another Jake. Listening to us on 1340 AM in Iowa, KROS, that would be one of our fabulous affiliates. And he says, Kate, I heard you talking a lot as somebody in the construction biz about infrastructure. What's going on with infrastructure and the idiots on the Hill? Do you think that something will pass and more jobs will be created as a result of that, at least with bridges and roads and whatnot, maybe even that internet connections that you've talked about too, or will this just keep getting pushed down the field? I like that analogy, pushed down the field. So thanks, first of all, for the email, Jake. And, you know, it's this whole thing about the senators negotiating the bill. And they were on the verge of missing another deadline. But apparently, it looks like, because this legislation is at the top of the administration's agenda, because this has been weeks and weeks that you have 10 Republicans, 10 Dems hashing out a $1 trillion package, and it's all about, yes, roads, bridges, pipes, ports, internet, all of that. And they're saying they're close. They keep saying that we're close to finalizing a deal. We're close to finalizing a deal. And in voting to block floor consideration of the package in the Senate last week, Republican senators came up with the deal, you know, crafting the deal, argued that negotiators were getting closer and that a bigger or broader or whatever you want to put adjective-wise in there, agreement, so a broader, I guess is the right word, agreement was very, very close. But then Monday, it seemed like it was a little bit different. It's like the great big tease. We're close. No, we're not. We're close. No, we're not. Oh, they're putting other things in it. No, we're not. So they're going to be ordering pizzas for a while, Jake, I have a feeling. But I do believe, even though patience is wearing thin, I do believe they're going to come up with a plan. I do. I think they will. Because it's too beneficial to constituents in areas across the country, right? And just focusing on the specifics of what the infrastructure is, that where these dollars are going to go. And I think that's what they're doing. They're arguing over what are you upgrading? Are you upgrading railways, broadband? Are you making the internet access more affordable? I mean, where does this all roll out? And how does it roll out? But I do believe it will happen. I do. But it's been a long time coming. Because then once it's signed, poof, then there you go. Then it's funded, and then you figure out what are the projects that are being funded. So it's taking longer than it should, but if they stick to the basics, which, that doesn't usually happen in Washington politics, but because I think this is why. Because it's beneficial to us. It's beneficial to we the people in various states with various projects that it does happen. All right, let's move on to this one. This is a little bit different. This one is from Maggie, who says, Kate, I listen to the program all the time. I'm sorry I haven't called in. I have a weird schedule, probably like most people, and I do listen, and I'm wondering what your thoughts are about Simone Biles and whether or not you think she will win the all-around gold. Boy, that's a loaded question, right? I say it's a loaded question because I want her to win it. She has the goods to win it. But one little slip here or there, and we saw an performance. She even tweeted out it wasn't her best just the other day. And so as I'm watching this, I still really, really think that she'll nail it. I mean, some difficulty in the beginning, in these what I call the prelims, that's not really what they call it, but the little stumbles to me will iron out in the end, and I think for her individually, she will do it. It's tough, right? Because she's like an old lady compared to everybody else, which is crazy. Not even 25 years old. I mean, she's going for the gold. She's going for the records. And if somebody has heart, it's her. And she has a lot of support. And certainly she is one of the stories of these games at 24 years old. You know, she has so many Olympic and world championship medals, like 30. And she's the most decorated American gymnast, and she may be the greatest of all time. And trust me, she'll be on tour big time, I think, after this, and depending on what happens with COVID. But she has high expectations, and she said, I truly do feel like I have the weight of the world on my shoulders in doing this. And we're talking about the women's gymnastics qualifying event, what I call the prelims, that happened over the weekend. And I guess it's just a good reminder that she is human and she does have a lot of pressure on her. All right, let's move on, see if I can squeeze in some more, including this from Kevin, who says, Kate, politics, schmolitics, I'm just so sick of it all. It's almost like we need to just re-rack, although I guess this is always what's said with frustrations, re-rack the people who represent, but then you've said it plenty of times, not enough people vote, they complain, but they don't vote. So my question is, with what's happening with the vaccines and some of these mandates, like the Department of Veterans Affairs and a few other places will there be an across-the-board mandate, do you think, if it gets worse in the U.S. with the Delta variant? Would Joe Biden ever consider the move that is being made by many in the EU? Such a good question, right? So, yes, the Department of Veterans Affairs, they run probably one of our largest health systems. They have a mandate now, coronavirus vaccines for the frontline workers. Will this mean that others will do this? California, New York, any of the city employees, you get a choice, get vaccinated or you get weekly testing. And then there are other hospitals like the Mayo Clinic that said they would require the staff to get vaccinated because there's been so many pleas for that. And there's, you know, we're talking about a lot of people. In New York, you got 45,000 city employees. California, 2.2 million state employees and health workers. VA, 100,000 frontline workers. And Anna, is it a tipping point? Personally, right now, in the next couple weeks, in the next month, I don't see, you know, with 60%, I guess now, the number is 60%. Because I looked at this, because the number of the vaccinated in some areas had popped up. So 60% of all U.S. adults are fully vaccinated. The rate of new immunizations slowed since May. The White House isn't doing the national mandates, but private employers that create those requirements for their workers, I think, will increase. So I don't know that the White House will do that at all unless we were really tanking, off the charts tanking. You know, if we wound the clock back to the beginning of the crisis. So the answer to that is no. No, no, and no. It's going to be private. It's going to be case by case as to what a state decides, I think. Maybe more on the state, the mayor of a city, you know. If a mayor of a city wants to mandate vaccines or weekly testings for city employees, I mean, now you might, in some areas, you could be dealing with unions, but then there are plenty of states that don't have unions, but then what do the mayors of those particular areas think, and what about the governors who could trump all of that, so to speak, right? So it's interesting to watch what's happening in other places and what's happening in the United States. So there was bribing, there was lottery tickets, cajoling, anything. You know, there was access at pharmacies. It was free, but there still are lots of people that don't want to be vaccinated. And I know some of them. They don't want to be vaccinated for different reasons. They don't want to be vaccinated. Opinions on coronavirus vaccines vary even by industry. And we see that, right? There is a lot of opposition sometimes from the frontline workers who are working in hospitals, right? Although 83% of nurses were vaccinated as of May, according to an ANA survey, which would be the American Nurses Association. So that's interesting. So 83%, that's not 100% or, you know, 98%. But what about mandates, and what do mandates mean? It is the story of our times, isn't it? No doubt. I mean, look at the NFL and how the NFL and vaccines, the policies now have clamped down, where you have coaches saying, I can't tell you what to do, but can you imagine if they start forfeiting games? Yeah, I think we're going to have much deeper dives on this. Absolutely. All right, a good reminder, KateDelaneyRadio.com, 24/7, you can flip me your thoughts. Do you feel like like you're doing what you were made for? Do you love what you do? Do you feel inspired or at least pretty happy most days? In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big and Become Extraordinary, I share the secrets that rock stars share with me from the business world, people like Sir Richard Branson, or sports hall of famers like former Cowboy great Emmitt Smith. All of them had one thing in common. They paid attention to their gut, followed their dreams, and didn't listen to the critics. George Eliot says it's never too late to be who you might have been. Pick up a copy of Deal Your Own Destiny on Amazon today.
DrinkSuperTea.com. Howdy Arco Tea helps regenerate new cells. Everything from the cells in our skin to the cells in our organs so they function properly. Great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a disease. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit DrinkSuperTea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's 818-965-9113.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs knows the importance of proper digestion.
Make sure you take a look at the ultimate enzyme product. They're made with bile salts and fat digestion enzymes and protein digestive enzymes. And not only do the ultimate enzymes give you obvious benefits for digestion, but they can also help keep your blood flowing through your circulatory system. As most of you probably know by now, thick, sludgy, clotting blood is a serious risk factor for heart disease and stroke. Clearly, inappropriate and excessive blood clotting is a major health issue, and thick, sludgy blood is not just about heart health either. Sludgy blood can compromise oxygenation and nutrient delivery to all your cells and tissues and organs, and ultimately lead to almost any health issue you can name.
Concerned about proper digestion and heart health? Order Ultimate Enzymes by calling 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsidemen.com. That's brightsidemen.com. Order today.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
With us. He's written a book called Guardian Angel Number 7. Render, thanks so much for joining us on the show. We appreciate it.
I'm glad to be here. Please,
so,
thank you.
Let's talk about your road to writing this book. What made you decide you were going to become an author and you were going to write this novel?
Well, that's kind of a wild story. It started out with like a nagging in the back of my head and just, you know, telling me to write a book. And I was like, I just shrugged it off as nonsense, you know, because I'm a locomotive engineer, and I don't know anything about writing books. But, you know, the nagging started to get worse. Then I started to receive some signs. First sign I got was a picture that I took at a concert, and that was a pretty wild picture. And then it ended up, I had a spirit sit on me one night at the hotel, and it was like a really wake-up call, you know. And from that point, I went, got me a laptop, and started writing.
Wow, so you saw signs that were telling you should write. Tell us what Guardian Angel Number 7 is about.
Alrighty. Well, Joey is the type of person that doesn't go looking for trouble, it finds him. And he's gone through 6 previous guardian angels, and they've all quit. Mm-hmm. So now after he accidentally kills Jacob, I hit him over the head with a baseball bat. The Lord asked Jacob to return and be Joey's seventh guardian angel. Jacob was killed the night he returned from his honeymoon, and his wife Maria meant the world to him. And he wasn't listening when they told him what his mission was going to be. But all he heard was he was going to get to be able to see his wife once again. And his love for her was so strong. And once he realizes who he's going to protect, well, let's just say that Joey might be in a little trouble. And Jacob's first day on the job lands Joey in the hospital with a head, injury. And once Joey recovers, to a surprise, Jacob, he can hear and see him now. And that's when all the fun begins.
Wow, and you talk about that in the book, and there's a lot of different twists and turns. Was it fun writing the whole idea of the guardian angel and the process of that?
Oh, yeah, it was a blast. I really enjoyed myself. It's how I entertained myself at the hotel. And, you know, once I started telling the stories on the locomotive to some of my conductors, they said, man, you got to publish this. And I was like, no, I'm not a writer. Yeah, but they pushed me, and it was like, okay, let's try this.
Wow. So you decide to write it, you write it, and we won't tell everything about the story. You can get the book on Amazon, Guardian Angel number 7, Render Wild. That's who we're talking with. And Render, after doing this and having the book out there and people encouraging you to write it, ultimately, what do you hope people take away from reading your novel?
Well, like I said, I wrote it to entertain myself. And what I'd like, I plan on donating all my royalties from this book to St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And, you know, I wanted to give thanks to the Lord for giving me the desire and the passion to write. And so this is how I intend to do it. And in the preface of my book, I give a detailed explanation of everything that took place leading up to me writing. And then one of the things that happened was the guitarist from Iron Bell Music, his name is Joel Gertis. We were at a concert one night, and after the concert, he healed my wife's knee, and everything's been changed since then, you know.
Wow. So little miracles, it sounds like, have happened in your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's been an interesting ride ever since I started writing.
Yeah, wow. Will you write another mystery, another book?
I have two more coming out this summer, Calmer Days, and the other book is called The Truth. And they should be released before Labor Day.
All right, so two more. So you really have turned into a writer. And we'd be remiss not to ask you this, Render, but being a locomotive engineer, what's that like?
Oh, it's crazy. I've been doing it for 18 years, and the trains keep getting bigger and bigger. So they make it a whole lot more interesting, and you wouldn't believe the stories that you can come up with working on the trains. I mean, it's incredible some of the things that happen out there. And so I just take it and I spin them and I fictionalize them and put them to paper and say, hey. Listen to this.
Yeah, I love it. You've got that great audience, too, to bounce all those ideas off of that you have. Render Wild, thank you so much for coming on. Again, the book is called Guardian Angel number 7. We'll look for your next couple of books coming out. Thanks for joining us.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right, the engineer that turns to writing, isn't that interesting? I was thinking about the trains that I used to ride in the East and thinking of what modern locomotives are, and they use a diesel engine, right, to drive either an alternator for AC current or a generator for DC current, and that is what powers the electric motors that drive the wheels. I grew up not too far from a train. It was called the Speed Line, and we were in New Jersey, and you walked a couple of blocks, you jumped on that Speed Line, and whoosh, within 5 minutes, well, I shouldn't say 5 minutes because you had stops along the way, probably within 10 minutes, you were in downtown Philadelphia, the heart of Liberty, where the, you know, the Declaration of Independence, Independence Hall, that would be the first stop over the bridge. And, you know, I did it, who knows, hundreds of times, and you don't think about it, but he made me think about that in the job that he does. Okay, just to tell you one more time, here for this hour anyway, Lydia Jacoby at 17 is the first American Olympic swimmer from Alaska. She won gold. Just genius. She pulled off a very, very big shocker. There were some talented, experienced swimmers in that pool, and she showed them she had the right stuff. It was so heartwarming to see her family go crazy in Orlando with excitement in watching her win that race and win the gold. And you just think of Alaska, and then they had shots on NBC of kids that she went to high school with just jumping up. Just, it was like pandemonium of excitement. She went to school in Seward, which is a very small, small, picturesque kind of city in the south of the state. The population, less than 3,000 people, and she won the gold in the 100-meter breaststroke. So good for her. She takes that back to Alaska with her and the future of swimming in yet another rookie's hand or hands is a very, very, very good thing. We are also in this nation, if we're not watching the Olympics and we're thinking about what's happening in our worlds, we're also at that point where some people are getting ready to send kids back to school, and there is a push-pull about vaccinations and what happens moving forward. There are new mandates that are starting to be rolled out in some areas, like in the Department of Veterans Affairs. That's a first for a federal agency. In California, state employees, same thing in New York City. The Mayo Clinic is also demanding that. And pretty much, in depending on where it is, if you don't get vaccinated, then it's weekly COVID tests because of the spread of the Delta variant. Thanks to all of you for listening to this hour of the show. Appreciate you all. Make it count.
Kate Delaney, and I have a confession to make. I'm addicted to journaling. So many of the ideas I get from my radio show or books hit me at weird times, and I need to write them down. Does that happen to you? So I decided to create my own journal with my pal Jackie. Looking for a great gift for your wife, sister, mother, aunt, friend, or boss to end 2020 or kick off 2021? My girlfriend's gratitude journal includes inspirational quotes and loads of room to write, and it just dropped. Here's the best part. You'll also get a copy of my Forbes book, Deal Your Own Destiny. Increase your odds, win big, and become extraordinary. It's loaded with ways to chart your own life and filled with the success habits with some of the biggest names on the planet, stuff they shared with me that can help catapult you. Here's the best part. For both hardcover books, it's just $29.99. Yep, go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer. Again, all of it for just $29.99. I got the shipping covered. What are you waiting for? Just go to katedelaneyradio.com, click on books, and special offer today.